ABC Radio Australia.
It's been a bit of a full-on morning already with stories of the Fiji Independent Commission Against Corruption, who was again under intense scrutiny after it arrested a prominent online writer who'd published allegations made by an internal whistleblower. Also, Palau's Supreme Court has denied an application by the country's Senate for a stay order on the government's plan to take third country nationals deported from the United States. And you would have just heard we spoke about the Coconut Cartel and its links to the Pacific community here in Australia, after recent shootings involving a former rugby league player.
What's up, ABC Radio Australia listeners? I'm Sosafina Formoli, and I want you to come hang with me for On The Record, your weekly deep dive into the music that moves the Pacific. We'll talk about the big tracks that inspire your favourite Pacific music artists and the real stories behind them. Plus, we'll uncover some gems that you might not know yet, keeping the heart of the Pacific alive and thumping. Catch On The Record Mondays at 3 p.m. PNG time on ABC Radio Australia.
All right, to the world of sport now. It was a feast of Pacific football as round three of the OFC Pro League landed in Melbourne over the weekend. Table toppers Auckland FC were held to a 1-1 draw by South Melbourne, while South Island United and Tahiti United drew 2-2 on the opening day. Sunday delivered the drama with Vanuatu United claiming their first Pro League win, beating Fiji's Bulla FC 2-0 in a thrilling contest. And just before the Melbourne skies opened up, the Solomon Kings and Papua New Guinea's Hikari went head-to-head on a slick, rain-soaked pitch. Evan Wasuka with the report.
The Melbourne drizzle could not keep the die-hard soccer fans away. Even when it turned into a downpour, the flags were out and the chanting got louder.
I travel from Tongala. It's like 3 hours. It's a farmland away from Melbourne. I came here 3 hours just to be here to cheer me for my country. My country, Papua New Guinea.
Thank you, Thomas.
Go Hekari PNG.
That's Koriak Upaiga, a former Papua New Guinea national rep. He's a former Hekari player as well. And on Sunday night, he was the club's number one fan. He defied the rain, running up and down the sideline, waving a PNG flag. But he couldn't drown out the chants. The Solomon Kings started strong, dominating the first half, leading 1-0 into the break with a goal to Japanese import Higashide Sota. A second-half goal to Junior David gave the Kings just enough to stay ahead, despite Hikari Shane Sakiel scoring in the 77th minute. Watching from the stand, Solomon Island's master student, Peter Sam Ramofolo, says it was a special moment watching his team here in Melbourne.
But having our Solomon Island community here in Melbourne to come and actually support our boys, it's really, really good for our boys. And I know it's another... Actually act as the 12th player in the field for them, I guess.
Their presence, says Solomon Kings captain Philip Mango, was certainly felt on the field.
I would like to thank the supporters to come out in number today to support us, the boys. By looking at the supporters turn out today, it's really motivate us players to do our best, because they spend 5 hours just to travel and watch us playing here today. So we would like to give back the victory for them.
Hikari's coach, Solomon Islander Jerry Allen, says it's back to the drawing board for his team, with more games coming up in the week ahead. But he did send out a vote of thanks to their number one fan, the man running with a flag, Koriak Upaiga.
He came out today with the other players to come, other supporters to come. So I think, thank you, Lem. Next time, Karim, come plenty more.
As for Koriak Upaiga, well, he wished he could wind back the clock and join the boys back on the field in this new Pro League.
I have wished this have happened in my time. This is a privilege for these young boys. And thank you to the initiative for the OFC that to bring the Pro League into the Pacific to build our players. We need this kind of initiative to, you know, like build our players from the Pacific. Just let them go and explore what is outside the world. Because we can't keep ourselves here, because So si me kibi mi met outside li our football in Pacific Emba Stapo Center so la. It will be like that. And to come out and like play in this pro league, man, it's a big thing.
And that's Koria Kupaiga, former PNG national soccer player and former Hikari player and super fan. That story from Evan Wasuka. And the OFC Pro League's third round continues this week here in Melbourne.